Hello everyone, I have to apologise for not uploading for the past fortnight. My home training with Tammy has been just as intense as with the residential training, so I haven't had much time at all to document what we've been up to. Also, as you can probably tell from my croaky voice, I've also been fighting off a cold for the past week, which has been truly the gift that keeps on giving. I've had a different symptom each day to look forward to, but can't seem to shake off this chesty cough. So I do apologise, but I do now have some time that it's Christmas Eve and my training has been put on pause. You may take that as a pun, for the holidays until New Year's Eve next week. And I thought I would update you on what Tammy and I have done so far. So instead of a day-to-day audio diary, like what I did with the residential training, I wanted to do a week-by-week analysis instead, purely because with the residential training, there was always something different every day in the short space of time that we had to learn the foundation of skills for working a guide dog. But at home, it's a lot more monotonous in a way, because you are learning your core routes that you undertake regularly, and you're breaking them down and repeating them often to get them, you know, as perfect as possible with your dog. So during week one of having Tammy at home, I started with the routes to my relatives. So my granddad, who lives a good 25-minute walk away, and my auntie, who lives around 20 minutes away in the opposite direction. So those are quite good routes to start with. They both involve the main road that goes right through Earlham, where I live. And it involves lots of crossings, busy roads and direction changes. So it's nice and challenging for Tammy as well. Those are the first two that my guide dog mobility instructor and I spent quite a few days on with Tammy. And I also went to the post office to post my own parcel for the first time ever. I would usually ask my mum. And I posted that to a friend in Singapore as a Christmas present. So that felt great to do that independently. I also went to the butcher's as well to order the gammon in for Christmas for my family. So I put a £20 deposit down and received my little ticket to collect it on the day before Christmas Eve when my mum begins to soak it. So again, that's something I would never have done without Tammy. That's something my mum would have done. I never went out on my own with my cane. I was underconfident, even though I had some mobility skills with the cane. I just had no drive whatsoever to go out, and I was still very nervous about being in public, especially in very busy situations, because it's so much harder to orientate yourself. So to have done those two things, going to the butcher's and the post office and having Tammy by my side, really boosted my self-confidence as well as my feeling of self-worth, because I was finally starting to do errands on my own. Also during week one, after establishing the main routes in my local area, my guide dog mobility instructor and I looked at public transport, so the buses that come in and out of where I live and where they go, and also how to access the trams as well. So it's actually quite easy where I'm situated. I live in a very good place. I just need to take the number 67 bus into Eccles and it will stop directly at the interchange where the trams are. You just have to cross the road. And from there, I can go to Media City in Salford Quays where my brother lives. I can go to Old Trafford where the Henshaw's Manchester Resource Centre is. And I can go to Manchester City Centre and Manchester Piccadilly train station. Towards the end of my first week of home training, the final 2 days focused solely on learning the route to Manchester Piccadilly train station and orientating myself around the station itself. I had a Christmas dinner coming up on December 17th with the marketing team based at the Henshaw's Manchester Resource Centre, where I've been doing a work placement since September. and it involved all of us going to Leeds on the train. Previous to having Tammy, my mum would have dropped me at Piccadilly and I would have got the train from there with the other ladies, guiding me on and off the train as well as around Leeds. However, with Tammy, I made my own way to Piccadilly by getting the bus to the interchange, getting the tram, which goes straight into Piccadilly, and then going up the steps to the main platforms and meeting the ladies underneath the train times. Tammy would lead me on and off the train and also around Leeds with ease. And it was absolutely incredible for me to have done all of this on my own with Tammy, you know, and not having to rely on anybody to drop me off and pick me up. We made our own way home after coming back into Manchester as well. So, you know, it was just amazing. I just can't even put into words what it felt like to do something so big on my own for the first time ever. And I'm just so, so indebted to my guide dog. And I'm sure other guide dog owners know exactly the feeling I'm describing and, you know, the situation that I'm talking about where, you know, you're just glowing and it's like a light bulb has been switched on. So that concluded the first week of home training and it was a truly wonderful week. And even in just a short space of 7 days, I was already seeing the big changes to my life that Tammy was starting to make and will continue to make for many years to come.